I would like to start by addressing the statement made by Mayor Birdsall on February 10th, 2025, that Mr. Hodges' comments can be seen as distasteful to some. He was exercising his right to free speech. The word is correct that everyone is entitled to free speech. It does not allot them from freedom of consequence. I would also ask that each member of council take a strong look at the city leadership endeavor that is presented at every meeting. And ask themselves if the comments made by Mr. Hodge on February 3rd, 2025 align with said statement. And I'd like to read parts of that statement. The City of Hampton endeavors at all times to promote and model the principles of professionalism, trustworthiness, respect, responsibility, fairness, caring, and citizenship. I do not feel that the statements made on February 3rd, 2025 by Mr. Hodge embody any of this mission statement. Statements such as these enact to divide in our community. Though Mr. Hodge is allowed to have his personal beliefs outside of this room, those beliefs, when they enter a public forum, do incite an issue. I would also like to state that though a few city council members have come out to state their disagreement with the comments made on February 3rd, by not addressing them at the moment that they were spoken, it is alarming and it promotes that sort of belief. And it also goes against the city leadership endeavor. The fact that this was not upheld for the citizens of this community is alarming. That is all.
My name is Jean Fay, and I live in Ward 3. I've lived in Hampton now for 3 years. I am also here to address comments made by Councilman Bill Hodge at the February 3rd City Council workshop. City Council members are representatives of the community in which they serve, especially of the ward in which they were elected. This includes everyone who lives in that ward. This includes everyone who lives in that community. City Council members are not judge, jury, and executioner, or in this case, assistance to immigration, customs, and enforcement agents. According to the 2020 census, Hampton's population was 4,337 residents. 28.8% of that number are Hispanic or Latino. That amounts to 1,249 residents. Out of the total population, less than 10% were foreign-born, 425 residents. This means that only 25 residents were born outside the U.S., not that 425 are here illegally. Whether every one of these residents has legal citizenship status in the U.S. or not, they are residents of, and therefore citizens of, Hampton. These residents bring value to this community. They live, work, own businesses, own homes, and pay taxes in this community. Without them, this community would die. They help keep our industries open. They work on our farms. They make and serve our food in their restaurants, and it's damn good food too. Their children attend our schools. Hampton must attract new businesses and industry to thrive. Do you really think that will happen if there is not enough housing, infrastructure, and workers to support them? These residents build those homes, work on those roads and infrastructure projects, and are employees of those businesses. I don't see residents who look like me or those who sit on this council jumping up and down to fill these types of positions. There is a pervasive attitude among the young people in this country that manual labor of any kind is beneath them. They don't want these jobs. We see it all the time. Someone might agree to an interview, but not show up for it. Or they might be offered a position, but never show up for their first day. They don't call either. They just don't want to work. Our Hispanic and Latino neighbors do, but I digress. If any members of this council don't want to represent all the residents of your ward and of this community, you should consider resigning your seat on the council. The residents of Hampton deserve no less. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Jocelyn Stock, and I spoke on Monday, and I'd like to speak again to some comments following up with what Mr. Hodge said, both on February 3rd and on February 10th. When Hodge made his comment on February 3rd about giving names to ICE, it was heavily implied that he would give them names of Hampton residents whose skin tone is different than his and mine, because those residents must, one, be here without documentation, and two, have committed a crime of high enough level that the current administration is seeking to deport them. When confronted with that implication on February 10th, Hodge seemed to double down that he meant any skin tone originated from any country. Now, because Hodge does not know me, my citizenship status, or my criminal background just by looking at me, I want to make sure he doesn't give my name to ICE. So, how about armbands so everyone knows the citizenship status of their neighbors? Red, white, and blue for those with full U.S. citizenship, whether by birthright citizenship or naturalized citizen. Green for those with a green card. DACA, which stands for Delayed Action for Childhood Arrivals, is represented by a monarch butterfly, so naturally, their armbands would be orange and black. White for political asylum seekers. A different color for those who hold visas. You may have noticed a few colors aren't used, yellow and pink. Those colors were used for armbands in the 1930s and 1940s to identify people. Yellow with a Star of David and pink with an upside down triangle. Those people didn't fit the ideal or mold in Germany, and that was the sense I got from Mr. Hodge's comments. Closer to home, armbands were used as a form of protest. Students in Des Moines public schools wore black armbands to protest the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War. That is my intent today by bringing up armbands, to protest a city council member using racist language during a city council meeting. Just to be clear, I am using irony and not intending that this be a real idea. I don't want my words misconstrued or taken out of context. Thank you.
So I would first like to start out with saying good evening to yourself, Mayor, and City Council. Again, my name is Councilman Christopher Mislinich, and I proudly serve the city of Decorah, Iowa. Over the past couple of years, Hampton has become a second home to me, and I have come to appreciate this community and the people in it. That's why it was deeply disheartening to hear a recent comment made at a previous meeting by an elected official suggesting that if INS/ICE were to return, the police chief should send them his way because he could provide them with names of individuals. What was also disappointing was seeing that no other council member spoke up or challenged this statement when it was made by Councilmember Bill Hodge. I do acknowledge that some members of your council addressed these comments in a later work session. However, the time to do so was in the moment. When these words were spoken, silence in that moment could be perceived as complicity. And it is in those critical instances that leadership must be demonstrated. I also recognize that Mayor Steve Birdsall acknowledged Councilmember Hodge's words as distasteful. However, he also stated that Councilmember Hodge was expressing his right to free speech, and that he would not ask for his resignation at this time. While free speech is a fundamental right, words spoken by those in positions of public trust carry weight and consequence. Elected officials must be mindful that their words reflect on the integrity and values of the entire governing body. I think this is also especially concerning because the Hampton City Council has adopted the following city leadership statement. The City of Hampton endeavors at all times to promote and model the principles of professionalism, trustworthiness, respect, responsibility, fairness, caring, and citizenship. In conducting this evening's meeting, we expect that all participants will act in a respectful manner consistent with these principles. The actions and words presented in the above-mentioned scenario do not align with these principles. As a duly elected individual myself, I want to offer a friendly reminder that municipal government exists to serve the people, all people, regardless of party lines or personal affiliations. It is our duty as public officials to lead with integrity fairness, and a commitment to the well-being of our entire communities. Comments like these create fear and division rather than fostering trust and inclusivity. I encourage this council to remain committed to transparency, fairness, and government that truly represents and protects all constituents. The words spoken in this council chamber matter, and they should reflect the values of inclusivity, integrity, and public service. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.